1-0 win. You be happy with that?
Yeah, I thought it was a great workout, really. I thought the first half was pretty even. We didn't play the way that we normally play, forcing too many balls and trying too much fancy stuff, really. But then second half, thought we dominated, changed the shape a little bit, and got a good goal as well.
It's the first commentary we've done since Will away, and you can see, I think we said on the way home from Will, that you could see the passes were being made, but no one was on the right wavelength. You could see they were starting to click a bit.
Yeah, and you know that will continue over the next couple of weeks and into the season as it always is, whatever club you're at. Then breaks once you're up to match speed and stuff. Once you step off the pedal, you have a 2 or 3 week break or whatever the lads have had, probably 4 weeks. It's difficult to get your touch and the feel back and your vision and your thinking and all that. So that's coming.
And is it going to the plan? I think we spoke about each player getting 3 to 6 hours worth of game time over.
Yeah, well, we aim to, and more so in respect of making sure that at least everyone gets one full 90 minutes. You know, we're nearly there now. So yeah, it's going to plan.
Let's talk about some of the players who did 90 minutes. And you didn't do the mass substitutions at half time. You eased players in. Scott Kay, though, who was captain this afternoon. I think Paul described it as a Buckham performance. It was excellent.
I think we're better than Buckham, to be honest. he's an excellent player, absolutely fantastic. And wherever we're playing, whether that be at centre back or in holding role in midfield, he does things right. And we're really pleased to have him.
Now it's difficult to tell, obviously, when you're playing a step four side, essentially, whether those players who've come on can handle it maybe against Stockport County away. But we should say some of the players who come to the club over the summer, some of them are quite special, and I don't mean to put too much pressure on the lad, but Kieran Glynn he's not bad, is he?
He's not bad.
We'll stick with that, man. That means obviously we're keeping him under wraps, which is good. Obviously there's Jamie Frost as well. I saw him play left wing against Real, played left back today. Went out of his depth at left back.
No, I think it's something that we can talk to Jamie about, because I think he's not got a fantastic burst of pace. He's got good feet and
a good tackler.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, really brave. When we put him on at Winterthur as the left wing back, he did a great job. So another one that's done really well. But I thought, to be honest, all the young lads that came on showed real promise, and you know we've seen it over the time. I would imagine it's, I don't want to speak too soon, but I think it'd be tough on them to be playing every week. They're still learning the game. Yeah.
But great. Being abroad, we've got a good development set up.
Yeah, all that kind of thing. And also when they get involved with the first team then, and they've got the likes of Dale Tong, Tommy Greaves.
Tom was good today.
Tommy Greaves, you've got Scott Kay, Chris Chandler, all lads who played at professional clubs and know what's expected. And they'll pass that experience on. They're only going to get better.
Can I just mention Jake Williams as well? I said on commentary he's got an air of Matty Taylor about him. There's a name from the past. He's strong, he wins headers, he's got great ball control, he's good. And when I asked you earlier where's he from, you said unattached, and goes to show you the talent that's around the non-league world in this area.
Yeah, it's ask yourself the question, why is he unattached? And in the performances that we've seen in Nelson and then again today, he's got a chance. So yeah, it's all things that we need to be tidying up, and getting trouble is the squad could end up too big, and I don't really want to end.
And speaking of the end, this is nearly the end of the interview. We mentioned the young lads, but just a quick mention for Basso as well. Obviously he's a 40-year-old youngster, but agility wise, I remember playing football with my dad when he was in his 40s. He couldn't do saves like that.
No. He's excellent. He really is. When he came at the end of last year in training, Nick Culkin was waxing lyrical about him. Since Culks has now stepped up into the goalkeeper coach role, again, waxing lyrical. He's as fit as a fiddle in all the training, the pre-season stuff that goalkeepers do, which is notoriously hard. He's been excellent. And we saw today, we saw that a little bit at West Indies and Charlton, but we saw today the reason why he's played 200 league games.